The UN Human Rights Commissioner Volker Turker said in a statement released from Geneva earlier today that authorities need to take urgent action to contain the situation and prevent the conflict from spreading. Turk says fighting between community-based militias over the past 4 months is worsening the state of human rights abuses in the area. Speaking from Nairobi, Saif Magango, spokesperson in the office of the United Nations Human Rights Commission, says the UN body wants to see a quick turnaround from government authorities to stop the violence.
Violence that leads to dozens of people being killed in only 4 months, hundreds of injuries and thousands of people being having to flee their homes for safety is violence of a great magnitude. And of course, we've seen violence in South Sudan before, arising from conflicts regarding pasture, regarding resources.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is particularly concerned about what appears to be deliberate targeting of civilians, adding that many South Sudanese have been killed and injured. Magango says the Office of the UN Human Rights Commissioner reminds all parties involved that targeting of civilians is a violation of human rights and international law, and that if the fighting is not stopped, it could spread to other areas.
We have reason to believe that this violence, if it's not dealt with quickly, in line with human rights and international law, it risks escalating within Upper Nile state itself, but also spreading to other regions like Jonglei and Unity State, where there has been situations of violence in the very recent past.
Turk says the killings, along with the reports of gender-based violence, abductions, destruction of property, and looting, are severe human rights violations and abuses. He is urging government officials to conduct investigations into the violence and bring all those responsible to account in accordance with international law. Turk says civilians have been subjected to forced displacement by the threat of the violence, and that increased insecurity has slowed the delivery of urgent life-saving humanitarian support. South Sudan's army spokesperson Major General Lulu Roy Kwong insists the government has taken measures to contain the situation by deploying troops to the epicenter of the violence.
Things are not out of hand. We have started seeing positive impact on the deployment of our forces, as indicated by the retreat of the White Army from shallow areas that includes Pachoda and Panyikang to their areas of origin. So it is an indication that the deployment we did is creating a positive impact.
General Kwong says it's just a matter of time before the situation in Upper Nile is brought under control. He could neither agree nor disagree with the casualty figures reported by the UN, saying the government forces had no access to the area at the time the fighting broke out. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.